Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District held a special meeting on Monday to discuss the possibility of the Nikolaevis creating a charter school district. One of the representatives, Deanna Cheeser, created a PowerPoint that showcased some of the goals of the school. It would include a Montessori and Russian immersion for all students. The curriculum would vary for children based on their age group, but it would be similar across the board with schooling, including math, science, history, language arts, and the arts. The work cycles would be offered in both Russian and English. In the afternoon, the students would be offered the opportunity to take life classes like archery, skiing, sewing, and welding. There are currently no forms of transportation for the children to get to school, so many parents would have to drop off their children or allow them to drive every day. As for the students who are in the special needs program, they would not be able to add additional money for children with special needs, so those students would be required to attend a school that would provide a more suited area for them. Special education aids are possible, but there is no funding for this. Due to the fact that there were so many concerns about the document and missing bits of information that are of high importance, there was much debate on whether this documentation should pass or not. An amendment vote was first taken into account. It's the motion to approve the Nikolaevis Charter School application with the following conditions to successfully negotiate the MOA contained within the application. The vote to accept the amendment passed with 8 yeses and 1 no. The next amendment was the approval of the Nikolaevis Charter School application with the condition to receive funding support through Title I funds to be removed from Appendix H. It was denied with all 9 members not present at the vote. The final motion was to approve the Nikolaevis Charter School application as amended. It was put into motion by Patty Truesdell and seconded by Matt Morse. The final vote was 4 in favor and 5 opposed. President Zen Kelly gave a closing remark and what the next options were for the future of the school. He then closed out the meeting.
With the motion failing, the application will not move forward with approval of the Board of Education from the Kenai Peninsula Borough. You now have the ability to appeal to the Commissioner of Education, as discussed earlier, and the Commissioner will hear your appeal and either send it back for further review by the school board or approve it and forward it to the State Board of Early Education or uphold the decision denying the charter, and then you can appeal directly to the State Board of Education.
A home invasion and assault in Nikiski left 2 individuals hospitalized. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
2 Nikiski people had to be hospitalized after an unknown assailant invaded their home and attacked them on Saturday night. At approximately 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st, Alaska State Troopers were notified of the home invasion and violent assault at a residence near mile 20 of the Kenai Spur Highway. A preliminary investigation revealed that an adult male and adult female were assaulted by an unknown individual inside the victim's home. The suspect fled before law enforcement could respond. Both victims were brought to a Kenai Peninsula area hospital with serious injuries. Regarding the extent of the victim's injuries, ASTA Detachment Commander Captain Mike Zweifel said in an email to KSRM, the injuries were not life-threatening and both have been released from the hospital. Captain Zweifel was unable to comment further on the ongoing investigation, which has been transferred to the Alaska Bureau of Investigation. The assailant remains at large. Having assumed responsibility, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation is now seeking information from anyone who may have details about this incident. The ABI asks that anyone with information on the case contact the Alaska State Troopers in Soldotna. If you have information but would like to remain anonymous, you can submit tips through the AK Tips smartphone app or online at dps.alaska.gov/tips. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Wednesday.